This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Lee Tiller, a general from Odom, Texas, and chairman of the Joint Cotton Industry Bale Packaging Committee. Cut one coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Well, as we get new products or experimental products that different suppliers in the industry want to try, it gives us a chance to look at them in the field in a real test to make sure that those products are going to stand up to meet the needs for a Class A bale. One of the products is the plastic strap that we now use on a lot of gins. Your different types of poly bags that we now use have gone through the program, and different weaves and different weights of material have all gone through that program.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
The deadline for submitting the forms, if they've used those products, is December the 15th. We set that date so the staff of the National Cotton Council and the Bale Packaging Committee have a chance to go out in the field and actually look at those products in the warehouses and at the mills to see how that product's held up. That way, when the Bale Packaging Committee meets on February 28th of this next year, the staff will be able to report on the products that they've actually seen out that have been used.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
It is important that they use the experimental stickers on the bales that are used in experimental bags. As you know, to be eligible for the USDA loan programs and farm programs, they must use approved bagging. And the only exception is experimental bags with experimental tags. So if they're using an unapproved product, they do need to have the experimental tags on those.